been talking about comes from scripture, and a couple of answers comes like this. We will sing and play heavenly music. That's in Isaiah 35:10 and chapter 51 verse 11 and Psalms 87 verse 7 and Revelation 14:2-3. And in other thrilling activities will the redeemed be engaged in. They'll worship before God's throne every week. Isaiah 66 verse 22 and 23, from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come before me and worship. That's stated in scripture. What other thrilling activities will the redeemed be engaged in? Enjoy never fading flowers and trees. Ezekiel 47 verse 12 and Isaiah 35 verse 1 and 2. The next answer, they're also going to visit with loved ones, patriarchs and prophets and etc. Matthew 8 and verse 11 and Revelation 7 verse 9 through 17. What other thrilling activities will the redeemed be engaged in? The study, the animals of heaven, Isaiah 11 verse 6 through 9 and 65 verse 25. Some other thrilling activities that the redeemed of God will be engaged in: travel and explore without ever becoming weary. Remember what the Bible tells us in Isaiah 40 and 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount upon wings as eagles. We're not going to get tired, brothers and sisters. We're going to run and not get tired. And one of the other thrilling activities that the redeemed will be doing is listen to God sing. That's in Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17, where he talks about he sings over us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What other thrilling activities will the redeemed be engaged in? They'll realize the fondest ambitions. Psalms 37, verse 3 and 4, and Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 24. Another activity that the redeemed will be engaged in, the greatest joy of all, is the privilege of being like Jesus, traveling with him and seeing him face to face. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 14, verse 4 and chapter 22 and chapter 22, verse 4 and chapter 21, verse 3 and 1 John 3:2, where we'll get to see his face in peace. There's another. Some other questions that come about what's going to happen in that city called heaven. Can feeble human language even describe the glories of our new heavenly home? 1 Corinthians 2:9, you ought to know it better. He says, eyes have not seen, neither ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. The other answer to that is, not even in our wildest dreams can the heart of man begin to comprehend the very marvels of God's eternal kingdom. All that Adam lost will be restored. Acts chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Well, here's some other information, some other questions that may be propounding from you and I. Is this kingdom being prepared for me personally? And then you know we have some information from you from scripture. Revelation 22:17 and 1 Peter 4 and John 14, verse 2. It says, whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely, to an inheritance incorruptible reserved in heaven for you. And John 14:2, which we know well, he says, I go to prepare a place for you. It is prepared for you personally. The invitation from the Lord is to you personally. If rejected, friend, you will have no one to blame but yourself. Well, here's another question, brothers and sisters, that we want to go ahead and get out of our heads and let scripture gives us the answer. How can I be assured of a place in that great and glorious kingdom? How can I be assured that? How can you be assured that? Well, scripture makes it plain. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. The text goes on to say here in Revelation 22:14, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. Matthew 7 and 21 says, not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, but as many as received him into your heart, life, soul, and spirit, to them he has given them the right to become children of God. And 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 says, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So how can I be assured of a place in that great and glorious kingdom? The Bible makes it plain. It is simple. Give your life to Jesus for cleansing from sin. When you do this, he also gives you power to do his will and keep his commandments. This means, of course, that you will begin to live as Christ lived and will overcome all sin. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, Revelation 21 and verse 7. In short, a person is prepared for heaven when he has heaven in his heart. Well, brothers and sisters, there are some other things that come to my mind and also some other questions that came around. How can heaven be a happy place when the saved think of loved ones who are lost? Now, I know that's a question for somebody. Let's go straight to scripture and maybe we can get some explanation from that. How can heaven be a happy place when the saved think of the loved ones who are lost? Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says that God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, Revelation 21, 4. Surrounded by the beauty and joys of the new earth, God's redeemed people, the saved, will forget the tragedies and heartaches of the past, because the word of God says when we think about our loved ones, this is what's going to happen. Isaiah 65, verse 7 says, 17 says, the former shall not be remembered or even come to mind. There's the answer for that, brothers and sisters, because I had the same one. I was wondering how that thing was going to turn out. I wonder how it was really going to look. And here's some other questions with people who have lost children and stuff of that nature while we were here on earth. And here it is. The question says, will little babies who die be saved in God's kingdom? Will little babies who die be saved in God's kingdom? Here's the answer, also coming from scripture. We do not have a specific Bible answer for that question. But many choose to believe that infants will be saved on the basis of Matthew 2, verse 16 through 18. And there, the Bible tells of a wicked king, Herod, slaying all the male babies in Bethlehem. You remember he tried to kill Jesus and all that, who were 2 years old and younger. The Old Testament foretold this tragic and cruel incident, and God told the mothers to stop crying because their children would one day be restored to them. Refrain your voice from weeping. They, the slain children, shall come back from the land of the enemy. Your children shall come back to their own border. Jeremiah 31, verse 16 and 17. This is an obvious reference to the resurrection. And brothers and sisters, those are some things that have come to mind. And I want to go quickly. I want to go quickly to another one. It says, do I understand correctly that heaven, the home of the saved, will be right here on earth? Because we have some other religious entities that fight that thought. So we're going to go here for the scripture and find it here. Do I understand correctly that heaven, the home of the saved, will be right here on earth? That is correct. Although the holy city is now in God's dwelling place, he is going to move it to the earth. The holy city will be the capital of the new earth, and God will move his throne here. A reference is Revelation 21, verse 2 and 3, and Revelation 22, verse 1 and 3, and live with the righteous right here on this earth throughout eternity. And where the Lord abides, that is heaven. God's plan is to restore to man what God's plan is to restore to man what Adam lost. The glories of a perfect life on perfect planet. Satan and sin interrupted God's plan, but the plan will be carried out. We can all share in this new kingdom, and we must. It's too much to miss, brothers and sisters. It is too much to miss. You do not want to miss your time. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We need to answer some other questions. Here it is. Sometimes I wonder if the reward is worth the sacrifice, because it seems that Satan is about to overwhelm me at times. Does the Bible offer me any encouragement? I know that we needed some help right there. And yes, in fact, the Bible does offer us encouragement. The Apostle Paul must have been thinking of someone like you and I when he wrote this. He says, Romans 8 and 18, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Just one glimpse of that eternal kingdom will cause the worst trials, will cause the worst persecutions of earth to pale into insignificance, and the redeemed will cry out, hallelujah, heaven is cheap enough. Brothers and sisters, I do believe that's our time that ends our series. And I just want to continue to encourage you to look for that place. Like Job said in Job 3:17, look what that place where it says, "Will the wicked will cease from troubling, and there the weary shall be at rest." God bless you. Let's have a quick prayer for you, those who are listening. Father, in the name of Jesus, those who are listening to this broadcast want to and desire so to be encouraged that while we go through this pandemic time, while we go through times of uncertainty, we pray for the presence of your Holy Spirit to guide, lead, and rule in our lives. Help us to surrender totally to you, that your name and your will and your way will be glorified. Bless my friends out there, Lord, who are struggling. Bless those who have lost loved ones due to this pandemic, this coronavirus. Help them to understand, know, and accept, embrace, and hold that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Strengthen us where we are weak, God, and build us up where we're torn down. That, Lord, though we see these things happening, help us to remember to say in our own minds, like the Apostle Paul, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood on Calvary that has changed our lives and saved us from the depths of hell and sin. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
You've been listening to the Restoring Faith broadcast with yours truly, Dr. Christopher Manuel. You are invited to join me at the Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church every first and second Saturday for divine worship service at 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. located at 916 Richmond Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. And on the third and fourth Saturday for divine worship service at 10 a.m. and Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. at the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church located at 4517 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. Beloved, your gifts and love offerings can help keep this ministry on the air. Send your correspondence to 916 Richmond Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302, and join us every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on KAYT KQJO for the Restoring Faith broadcast. Be blessed.
As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. Father, have your way in this place. You be glorified in it all. Come on, let's raise it together. So,
I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise is continually in my mind.
No matter what.
You've been better than good to me.
I wish I had witnessed tonight.
You've been better than good to me.